Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hungary have fallen short in the group of death. Cristiano Ronaldo has equaled the all-time international goal-scoring record. And Spain have picked up their first win to qualify for the next round. This is your overnight update by Optus Sport for Thursday, the 24th of June. I'm James Lawrence, and I'll be getting you up to speed on the latest news and results from Euro 2020.
Werner strikes it, Goretzka strikes it, and Leon Goretzka scores! Germany level for the second time, and real hope for them of staying in the tournament.
Germany have drawn with Hungary 2-2 in Munich to secure their path to the last 16. Hungary twice took the lead during the match, however, were unable to hold on to a win that would have seen them progress as one of the best third-place teams, with Leon Goretzka's goal 6 minutes from time sending the Germans through in second. France and Portugal have also secured their places in the next round after playing out a 2-2 draw in the group's other match. Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice from the penalty spot for Portugal, his 109th goal for his country, seeing him equal the all-time record for most international goals.
Was there ever going to be any doubt?
Elsewhere in Group E, Sweden have secured their path through to the last 16 as group leaders after defeating Poland 3-2 in St. Petersburg. Emil Forsberg had the visitors 2-0 up with half an hour remaining before a Robert Lewandowski brace saw the ledger squared, with the game then decided by a goal in stoppage time.
And the job is done for Sweden with finality and finesse by Viktor Claesson. And Poland now must succumb.
Here's what Sweden's Emil Forsberg had to say about the victory after the match.
Yeah, it's pure happiness now. I'm so happy. I'm proud of the team and what we achieved this group stage. So now I'm just happy.
His side will be joined in the next round by Spain, who will finish second in the group after thumping Slovakia 5-0. It's a result that has seen the Slovaks eliminated as one of the poorer finishing third place teams due to their goal difference. The next 2 days will see the first rest days of UEFA Euro 2020 as teams prepare for the knockout stages. Notable round of 16 fixtures include England against Germany and Belgium against Portugal. The action will kick off again on Sunday morning when Wales take on Denmark in Amsterdam and Italy face Austria at Wembley. Coverage starting from 1:30 a.m. Eastern, live and exclusive on Optus Sport. And that's all the latest news from Euro 2020. I'm James Lawrence. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.